learning Oysenon. Atabir to the bear belagi sofo Voloshana Keras Hole Shakazam is spell Matana Ami. So the Pashataj, he's saying that a person the before Hashem grapple with what he's saying, what exactly his point is. Mamshad is he's just saying that you should not talk during any time of the Chazav leaving the Tefillah. So the question is, what's this reference to Lagi Sofer? So Lagi Sofer is actually a quote out of a Pasuk that the Pasuk says, Lagi Sofer, but Lashon Acher is Yedaber Omaz, I think, Lashon the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. So this nation speaks in this strange language, Lashon Acher is in this foreign language. So what is he saying? So don't think that, you know, the one suggestion over here is saying that don't think that if you speak in English, is one thing, you speak in Lashon HaKodesh, it's better. That's one suggestion, some of Forshim suggests, but the problem is that he would refer to Lashon HaKodesh as a Lagi Sofer would be funny. Lagi Sofer was a Lashon, you know, a denigrating type of a language. But possibly what he means, so Chatzal Sarna has, he wrote the orders that he calls him a Yunim on the Urchus Chaim. He suggests he means a simple issue of talking to Urchus Arshashatz. And what he's telling you is that talking to the Urchus Arshashatz is the equivalent of speaking in Lagi Sofer. You're speaking Pig Latin. You're speaking some strange language. It's the same thing. So now, why does the shaila is what's his goal over here with this? It's puzzling Yeshaya. If we would picture that, and most of us like we call ourselves adults, right? That I'm talking to somebody, and what he's hearing is total baby talk. It sounds like gibberish baby talk, you know. It sounds, I'd be embarrassed, I'd be uncomfortable, I wouldn't do it. Because I don't want to present myself as such. If you were to hear that the process of talking to a Chazar Shashatz, what you seem to be communicating to your friend seems to be, you know, intelligent thought. The reality is what really is being communicated is Lagi Sofer is just this non-language, this non-conversation. You wouldn't want to talk.
You wouldn't want
to. Right, so you need to create in your mind a reality of to realize the reality that's what you're doing. That vis-a-vis maybe the person you're talking to, it sounds intelligent. But vis-a-vis the whole overall picture, if a person is being is told that he can listen to the following lecture, and if he answers three questions at the end of the lecture, based on what it said, he wins $1 billion. He starts schmoozing with the guy next to him during the lecture. The most intelligent thought in the world. But he's an idiot. Right? And the person will look at him like, you're like, what are you doing? It's ridiculous what you're doing. Right? So you need to create a reality in your mind that when you're talking to a Chazar Sashat, you have to understand what you're doing is the same, is equivalent of that. So it's foolish, idle, unintelligent chatter. I have an important message I have to tell my friend. You know, but during Chazar Sashats, that's not what it is. The Rosh says, Matana Amen. And you should make sure that you answer Amen. Right? So, the Poskim B'chal, they could grapple with, you know, there is a bit of answering Amen to Chazar Sashats. So, answering Amen to Chazar Sashats is not sufficient to say the word Amen. B'chal, first of all, the word that the more it says a person answers Amen Yisayma, his children will be Yisayma. So it's not a very, very wonderful situation to be in. So how do you find Amen Yisayma? So the more it gives, the Bereshitim give two explanations. One is that a person, the bracha finishes, and then the person, instead of answering Amen immediately, he waits, and then he says Amen. So there's a time lapse between the bracha and the Amen. So the Amen is like basically standing on its own, not connected back to the bracha. In that sense, it's a yosem, it's not connected back. That's what Mshad Rishadim say. What Mshad is that he's not aware of what he's answering to. He doesn't understand what he's saying. I believe it's true. What? I have no idea. Whatever it is, right? That's not an Amen. Amen is I'm saying I believe it's true. But if I don't know what it is, it's an Amen Yisoyim. So it's not enough that the person, you know, he's learning their Chazar Sashats. So the Rosh was asked about learning their Chazar Sashats. She was a Rosh. The Rosh says, you can't answer, learn their Chazar Sashats. He says, but you're not going to answer Amen properly. Because Amen is not enough to say the word Amen, but you have to think about the bracha and say Amen and what the bracha is. And Mr. Burr brings down, when you say Amen, there's two parts of saying Amen on a bracha. On the middle bracha of Shonas, right? There are two parts to it. First, after you say, you're saying Amen, that yes, I am beseeching Kadosh Baruch Hu for the request that the bracha mentioned. And number two, I believe that it's true that what we said in the conclusion of the bracha. So I said the bracha is Chanan Michod Dei Bin Abaskel. So I'm saying Amen, yes, bracha, please be Mechanan Dei Bin Abaskel. And yes, I believe that it's true that Hashem is Chanan Adoas. You have to have both kavanas when you say Amen. A bracha which is only a bracha of Shabbat, you have to do one kavan. I believe it is true that the Shabbat about the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that the bracha is Matzilechem in Oretz. I believe that it's true the bracha is Lechem in Oretz. Right? And main to just the bakasha, the Russian's name should be increased and magnified and glorified in this world. A main that I desire that should be true. Right? That's what the main is supposed to be. You have to have kavana to what you're saying. So how can you learn, and then say I focus on what the words of the bracha, and I'm saying a main that it's true that this bracha should be true. I have no idea what I'm saying. So that's what Rosh Paskins in a tshuva.
So then if you don't know if you heard the bracha, you should not say amen to it. If you don't know where you're up to, you shouldn't say amen.
The only route to the passage could be you shouldn't say amen. Yeah. It's a good argument, you shouldn't say amen in that situation. So one of the questions that they have is, you don't have to hear the bracha to say amen. The value is from the shul that had enough thunder, they used to wave the flag. So Pasha, if they said, they didn't hear the bracha, how they say amen? They were aware which bracha, they were keeping cheshbon, which bracha they were holding it. That's what you have to say to answer that question. On the other flip side, a person who says Amen says that the person is Zachar the Gan Eden. You have a great Sadak Shermer Emunim, Atzer Kermunim Elo Amenim. Zamora says that the great Sadak will come into the Gan Eden because he's Shermer Emunim, he's careful to say his Amen's properly. If a person answers Amen, Zachar the Elam Hab. So now you understand the first half of what the Rosh is saying. So we're offering your Olam Haba. That's more valuable than the $2 billion. And all you have to do is just listen to this Chazar Sashat and say Amen properly. And you're having a conversation with the guy next to you. So, of course, it's gibberish. It's the most stupid, it's the foolish thing in the world. I'm offering you an opportunity to say Amen and get Olam Haba. And instead, you're not going to be able to say Amen properly because you're talking the conversation with the person next to you. Even if you're upset, God's a Kanakir, you can still answer Amen at the right time. But to say you had a main with the kavanah of properly understanding what the Chayis was saying, main, you're not going to happen. So it's not Rosh. I think that's what the Apostle said, is saying that you end up with a lage self in Lashon Acheres. And what you're asking is, you've created some new language that only idiots would speak in, because only idiots would talk like this during Chazar Sashat. Now, the Ramban writes in one place, it says, Kola Kodesh B'Yosir is Chorav B'Yosir. So he came there to Israel, he wrote a letter back to his son that the Masad Arsil was that each place, the greater the Kedusha was, the greater the Churban was. So the Velt uses that Nusach of the Ramban in one place, that letter over there, to apply to certain areas which we have, Kleisel seems to be challenged in. One of them is Tefillah. Kol HaKadosh B'Yosir is Chorav B'Yosir. It's Tefillah, the Gal D'Gamayla of Tefillah, and it seems to be that it just doesn't get its just to. You can apply it to Moshe Seder, you can apply it to certain things, that they are very, very kosher with things in Klai Yisrael, for Klai Yisrael, and the Chorav B'Yosir, I mentioned once that, a very sharp-witted fellow one time said, as Moshe Seder is a moment of silence in the memory of Yisrael Salanter. The Mashiach one time said about the Musa Seders, he said, the Velt says, Musa Seders is all of a shalom. And Ichzog, Hashem Yinkam Domai. But Tefillah, what can be more powerful than, we spoke about yesterday, the process of human being walking into the Kodesh Kodashim and talking to the Kodesh Baruch. The Ben Yonah says that the process of Tefillah is a person walking the Kodesh Kodesh, talking to Kodesh Baruch. The Rishalmi says that when the Chazan says Chazar Shashatz, he should perceive himself as if he's the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur walking the Kodesh Kodesh, talking to Kodesh Baruch. That's Chazar Shashatz. That's how the Rishalmi envisions Chazar Shashatz. So can you imagine the Kohen Gadol during, you know, Lifnayim Lifnim and Yom Kippur, right, losing focus of the weight of the weight of the moment and the enormous opportunity of the moment. It's a very significant moment, the Yira, and then the Ava, the tremendous chesed the Kadosh Baruch allowed him to enter and to present himself to him in the most holy of places. So Rebbe Yehuda says that's really what you do every single tefillah. You're going, you're supposed to perceive yourself that you're walking in the Kadosh Kedoshim, to talking to Kadosh Baruch. So why is tefillah like, it's called Kadosh B'yos Zechor B'yos. So, but the Goyen says that, and the Mora says that a person was Hudav and was a Mechavan, Yashav Yisbal, it doesn't mean Hudav in a second time, because that's questionable. It means you should listen to Chazar Shashatz. Because Chazar Shashatz is the act of the Hachnosa of the Tefillahs of Klal Yisrael into the Kodesh. So like Yerushalmi says. So Chazar Shashatz, it's not Stam, you know, by the Chassidim, the very Makra, they never do a Hecha Kedusha. Why not? Because the reason why never was machmir government that you never lose Chazar Shashatz, because Chazar Shashatz is what is machmir the tefillahs of Kaisel into the Kaddish and Shemai. So without Chazar Shashatz, the tefillahs stay in the air, they don't go in. That's the result. So the Goyen says, that's right, Yasu Yisrael, it means you'll use the Chazar Shashatz as the Hechatimsa to be machmir your tefillahs. But the problem is we do it two times a day, you know, and at Shabbos you do it three, and you know, and then your Kippur you do it four, and some people have a better voice, some have a worse voice, some are fast, they go slow, they don't know how to say the words, and you rather it gets in your nerves, so you rather just like do something else instead. Now, if you have your mind wander, I'm not passing the shayla, but maybe it would make sense to use your time more wisely than to have your mind wander. I don't know. The Rosh said, even if you have the mechaven to everything, but the problem is, even if you can do it, the guy next to you can't, and he's going to look at you and think, if you can do it, he can do it too. You know, so he says, therefore, the Tamid Chachamim were able to do it should not be learning the Chazar Shashatz, because the Amoratzim will learn from them to talk during Chazar Shashatz. So Rav Moshe brings it down in a tshuva. He brings the tshuva to Rosh, and he says he passes like that. That's, you know. So you'll see many Tamid Chachamim who learned the Chazar Shashatz. I believe the answer for that is it's just like a Ben Azai type of a story. Poshut they did. Ma'asa nafshi chashka b'tara. They can't control themselves. But the person who goes premeditated to learn the Chazar Shashatz, what are you doing? The person goes, I'm holding my little kasha and I think I'm a terrorist. I can't control myself. He's anonymous, you know. He's anonymous. But Chazar Shashatz, the halakha Chazar Shashatz, and the person should be doing something else. It's very questionable that the person should be doing that.